Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
I don't know what time his flight got back in, but who cares? Troy Rank is a machine. I saw him out at noon, out of the facility. Troy Rank, our fan Broncos insider, joins us courtesy of Tranny Law. Troy, were you were on the trip, right?
Yeah, I was there.
I saw pictures by the bay. He was tweeting out pictures.
True, and Troy does not fly with the team. We got our own autonomy going on here. And how did you get back? I am curious how your logistics were.
The 6 a.m. flight, Southwest out of Oakland, baby. Good times. I got about 45 minutes sleep. No,
wow.
Hey, no complaints. I've done this for baseball for years. It was just a hell of a lot easier when I was younger and addicted to caffeine. Yeah.
So you land at DIA at what time this morning?
9:15.
A.m.?
A.M.
Do you go home to Longmont, or do you just come to the Broncos facility?
No, I get caught in between because the time I try to get back to Longmont and go back to Dove Valley, I'd be basically making a big circle. So, no, I just go right to Dove Valley.
This has to be way worse than baseball, though. You're spending more time in the city with baseball, and they don't have I think local time, it was a 9:20 kickoff. Huh? No, 7:20.
Yeah, sorry. Really.
I went the wrong way.
Yeah, the thing about baseball was that, like, if it was a three-game series, I'd usually fly West Coast fly-out day of games. It's a night game. L.A. would pick L.A., Arizona, whatever, San Francisco. But the second game of the series, you could sleep in. So, like, you'd catch back up. Football is just a little different, just the way, because you fly. I flew out at 7 a.m. Sunday and then back at 6 a.m. on Tuesday. It's just the nature of the business. It's fine, man. I don't mind it. I just wish I slept better on flights. I'm the worst. I just can't get comfortable to sleep. And sleep on a plane, I don't care what anyone says, is not normal sleep. I don't know what it is. I was so tired this morning that when I did fall asleep, I was dreaming of sleeping.
just really quick on this thing, because I am curious, because you would have had you land at 9, you get your car. Did you just, like, put the seat back and fall asleep, like, in a parking lot somewhere for an hour?
I've done that. I didn't today because I was, like, up. I've done it where I get there to the parking lot, Dove Valley, and take a nap for, like, 30 minutes to try to wake up. But I didn't today.
Okay.
I went straight to the facility and jumped out. And the only thing that's different is I got to do TV. I used to, like, you could show up, put
a
hat
cares,
on,
right?
And do your job. Like,
right. You
got to look at least. How you don't want to look like Eddie from Tales from the Crypt on TV. So having to get up and take a shower at 3 in the morning when I went to bed at 2:15 wasn't my favorite thing.
All right, wild. Okay. All right, on the game, what was the mood in the locker room afterwards? What was the sense of the feeling?
Disappointed, but not discouraged, not finger-pointing. They were, you know, it's one of those things, it's the first game, so you can't overreact. Tom's done this. Like, if you just overreact, oh, my God. You know, then what does that say for your season? And that's why when you call a first game a must win, it's dangerous because then you don't win it, then what? But I do see a more unified locker room this year. 3, 4, 5 guys were saying, hey, this is on me. Philip Lindsay to Deshaun Hamilton to Emmanuel to Vaughn to Bradley Chubb, just saying, this loss is on me. I've got to be better. You didn't see a lot of that consistently last year. You saw a lot of grousing, especially privately. So it's just disappointing after, you know, the world's longest training camp to come out and get shut out in the first half and basically put themselves behind the eight ball. So, you know, again, they're unified, but they're in a tough stretch now because that was a winnable road game, and now the schedule starts to look a little gnarly.
And they have some injuries to deal with. Tim Patrick and Juwan James, any updates on them?
Yeah, Patrick's going to miss some time. He has broken left hand. He walked out of the locker room last night with a cast. It looked like a soft cast, some type of cast that included it over a couple of his fingers. So he's going to miss time. So he's another one of those guys now that's on that IR decision list because he's going to probably miss at least a month. But how long? So Juwan Winfrey would step up. Juwan James is getting an MRI today on his left knee. No word yet. It's always a concern when a guy leaves the game and doesn't return. and just the nature of football. But no word yet, but that's a concern. I mean, Eli Wilkinson went in for him at right tackle. He struggled. I thought he would play better. Mm-hmm. It's tough when you get thrown in, but I thought he would be more consistent, and he just looked like he was swimming a little bit, at least in the first half. So if James can't go, Wilkinson would be in, and then their depth, man, he's kind of their one guy, their swing guy, where they have a little bit of depth. So, man, it's not going to be good news if James is going to miss any significant time.
If they were to put Tim Patrick on IR, and he could be, you know, designated for return at some point, do you think they'd look at guys that were with them in camp to bring back?
Yeah, well, Winfrey would step up. I mean, you could look at River Craycraft. You have guys on the practice squad. I mean, Benson signed with somebody else. But you'd have options, yeah. I mean, it's interesting. We asked Vic today about basically the bench guys didn't play last night. It was weird when you look at the snap count from Devontae Bosby to Malik Reed, Justin Hollins. I mean, all guys that got under, like, five snaps. And he's like, hey, starters, they're paid to play. They're paid to, you know, that's what they do. They play. So the reason I bring it up, when you get to the fourth, fifth receiver, it doesn't seem like they're getting the kind of reps you would anticipate. So, but yeah, they could, Tommy. They could. I would think initially the plan would be to give a longer look to Winfrey because he also plays special teams.
Yeah, here's what Fangio said on that.
No, not in four. You know, maybe we could have left him in there for another series in the second and third game.
My bad. Wrong sound. Well, let me just bring up this question. There has been some criticism that, you know, they just didn't play enough, that there hasn't been they didn't use the preseason effectively, Troy. What's your take there?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. If you rest your starters and you stay healthy and then you come out and don't play well in week one, you get second guessed. If you play your starters in the camp and one or two get hurt, you're like, why the hell were you playing them in stupid games that fake football? So it's just if you play well in the regular season, it justifies any decision you make in the preseason. But they did look rusty. And remember, the offensive line only played, I think it was 66, 67 snaps together. Joe Flacco played 30 snaps in the preseason.
Yeah, you know, we got it.
I would have played him more in the preseason. I would have played Flacco roughly 60 snaps. But listen, you know, 6-1 away, half dozen the other. But they did not look in sync offensively in the first half.
I'm shocked Malik Reed did not get more time. It looked like Vaughn and Bradley Chubb were tired after a while, and you know, which is understandable. It's their first game. They really haven't played a whole lot in the preseason. Justin Hollins and Malik Reed, I thought, were going to be, you know, getting legit snaps in the game, and both of them were 5 and under.
Yeah, and Corey Nelson got like 49 out of 58 at inside backer. Alexander Johnson got zero. That's a surprise. I thought he'd get a handful, just the nature of the beast, because it's the first game. But they rode the starters hard in that game, and I agree with you with Bradley, Chubb, and Vaughn. You know, that's tough to go from really not playing in the preseason to playing every snap, because Vaughn typically has been more of a 70% snap guy in his career, and last night he was almost 100.
I mean, that's just 97%.
Yeah, that's, and I'm not, everyone's like, he's going to be out there. And I agree, but there is a point, like Tommy's saying, well, you got to get him off the field to give it. So when in the third and fourth quarter, especially the fourth quarter rolls around, you got his motors on high and he's ready to go. And last night you could tell, man, they were feeling the length of the game. There's no question.
Can I point out something else that I think Coach Fangio should really seriously think about? This whole like Monday off thing instead of Tuesday off, man, I don't know. I think players get in a good routine with having Tuesday off. I feel like there's going to be a little burn here quickly that, you know, week after week, okay, you get Monday off. But players didn't really do a whole heck of a lot on Mondays anyway. And then you got Tuesday off, and it just seems like the grind of coming back on Tuesday to get ready for the rest of the week is different, Troy, than most of these other teams. Tommy, what do you think about that? I should ask you more than anybody.
They haven't gotten into a routine yet.
But I'm just looking down the line a little bit. That
I think he's creating the routine. And for the young guys, they just go with the flow. I mean, some of the older guys is going to be a big change, but I don't think it really matters. They're probably not going to do a whole lot on Tuesday either.
He's going to play the starters more than they've ever played before, and they're going to change this routine as well.
A day off is a day off. It doesn't matter when you get it, whether it's Monday or Tuesday.
All right, Troy.
Yeah, Tommy, would you rather have it the day after or the second day for recovery?
I'd take the Tuesday because I didn't want a bad game film hanging over me for a couple days. I'd rather, no, right. honestly, I'd rather Monday done. Come in and get it over with.
Right.
Or I
right.
could take a Roby day and just not show up for that bad game film.
And just take the fine. You know, and maybe get traded to a team you wanted to be with anyway.
At least I didn't get yelled at.
All right, Troy, we appreciate you. We're giving away WHO tickets.
WHO tickets? I saw that Weezer and Fall Out Boy are coming to Dick's Sporting Goods Stadium Tour.
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with what we're doing.
Is that your music, Troy?
I'm all into alternative. I love alternative.
Oh, wow. Nice.
All right, Troy. We'll talk to you later.
Yep.
All right. Troy ran courtesy of Trenny Law. I wasn't trying to promote Fall Out Boy. I was trying to promote the fact we have WHO tickets.
Yeah, he went right over that.
I know.
He was not impressed with the WHO.
No,
Fall Out Boy.
He wanted to go from
Weezer and Fall Out Boy.
Right, he wanted to go from one of the most epic bands of all time to nerd bands.
Weezer's pretty damn good.
They're a nerd band.
I think both of those bands are good, but they're not the WHO.
Because he went to Harvard?
Yes.
Well, maybe he can manage the Rockies.
Better version of Africa, Toto or Weezer?
Oh, Weezer. They're almost identical.
Nerd.
I like my punky groups.
I know, apparently. You'd say. The WHO, though, you like them. We'll give those tickets. We'll start giving them away because Hot Take Tuesday's next, right now. 303-713-1043. What's your hot take? You got to have some feedback from last night. Give it to us. And we'll look at the text line, the RamosLaw.com text line. We'll start there next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.